With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal officials investigating a near miss between a passenger jet and a helicopter. NTSB says it was last week, October 29th, over Cleveland, when a Southwest Airlines plane and a medical chopper came very close, much closer than the minimum amount of distance required between the aircraft. No one was injured. Transportation Secretary says the nation's airspace is safe, despite the government's shutdown impact on federal aviation workers. Here's Greg Clugston.
The shutdown has forced 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 Transportation Security Administration officers to work without pay and snarled tens of thousands of flights. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the administration would close the U.S. aviation system if he thought the shutdown was making it too unsafe to travel. He told CNBC there are significant delays, but it hasn't reached the point where it's too risky to fly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some Head Start preschools have had to shutter their doors as the government shutdown continues.
Dozens of centers are missing out on federal grant payments that were due to arrive November 1st. Some have closed indefinitely, while others are staying afloat with emergency funding from local governments and school districts. The closures mean Head Start children who come from low-income households or are homeless or are in foster care are missing out on preschool. They are also missing out on the two meals a day that they receive at school, plus therapy sessions deemed vital to their development. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
6.3 earthquake shaking northern Afghanistan, killing at least 20 people. Authorities say more than 650 have been injured, but they fear those numbers are going to climb. This is SRN News. Religious profile of Latinos in America is changing.
According to the Pew Research Center, 42% of Hispanic Americans are members of the Catholic Church, the largest single group. But that's down sharply from 2010, when 67% identified as Catholics. 17% of Latinos are evangelical Protestants, and 27% describe themselves as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. The latter number is a big jump from 2010, when only 10% of Hispanic people identified in that way. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power that to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. This is SRN News. Tesla facing another wrongful death lawsuit. Here's Bill Alexander.
Tesla is being sued over a fiery Wisconsin crash that killed all five occupants of a Model S, who were allegedly trapped inside because of a design flaw that prevented them from opening the sedan's doors. Jeffrey and Michelle Bauer of Crandon, Wisconsin, were passengers when their Model S went off the roadway and struck a tree in Verona, Wisconsin, on November 1st, 2024. They died the next day.
South Korean President Lee Jae-myung is calling for tripling government spending on artificial intelligence infrastructure and technology in a budget speech to the South Korean legislature. He also called for lawmakers to approve a planned 8.2% increase in defense spending next year, which he says would help modernize the military's weapons system. More details at srnnews.com.